This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and a lot of focus has been on trade relations between Australia and China, and something that has been in the firing line recently has been Australia's wine exports. I'm joined this morning by Tony Badaline from the Grape and Wine, from Australian Grape and Wine. How are you this morning, Tony?
Yeah, good, thanks, and glad to be on the program.
So last week I spoke with the Grape Growers and Winemakers Association of the Clare Valley, and they said that a lot of wine recently had been bought up by China in anticipation for the tariffs, but China are looking at putting on retrospective tariffs on wine imports into their country. What's the situation here?
So the situation is the China Alcoholic Drinks Association have put in an application to the Chinese government to put a retrospective tariff on imports of wine into China. So it's an application at this stage. We don't know the response from the China government, so that's as far as it's gone.
Of course, China alleged that Australia and Australian exporters have been dumping and, you know, playing a bit silly buggers when it comes to what they're exporting over to China. Why are they coming up with this?
Yeah, so we've had this ongoing investigation that commenced in August about suggesting we were dumping and having subsidised product. There's a couple of reasons. One is that the Chinese industry has been doing it tough. It's a pretty hard place to grow grapes and make good wine. And so we've been a very strong competitor on the marketplace. And we're seeing their industry, which is being given public support by the president, is one that's looking for help.
And I guess while China are looking at putting on these tariffs, what options do grape growers and winemakers in Australia have?
Yeah, it's a good question. So obviously we export to about 170 markets around the world. The thing is that China is by far our biggest market. It's around $1.2 billion worth. It's about 40% of our exports. So to try and divert product to other markets is really hard, particularly in what is a very, very complex and a very difficult competitive export market at the moment. So our options are limited.
Hmm. And as far as dumping goes with Australian wines, do you find that there would be any basis to that accusation?
Oh, we don't believe so. And so the process is that we have detailed questionnaires from the samples selected by the Chinese ministry. Those detailed questionnaires are due into the Ministry of Commerce on the around the 13th of November. So that'll be the end of next week. And then they will have to assess the questionnaires and make an assessment. But we certainly don't see any evidence of dumping. And indeed, Chinese is our highest price point market. So we make more money per litre of wine in China than anywhere else in the world.
And if Australia does get found to be clear of dumping, so it isn't actually happening and it's been ruled that, are there any fears that China will, I guess, continue to push for tariffs and continue to put these sanctions on Australian exports anyway?
Oh, look, it's always a worry, particularly at the moment when there's a lot of rumours about the difficulty in customs clearance through China. So we're naturally concerned that we don't get any additional barriers put on us. I believe we will not have a case to answer, but you never know what the findings of the case will be. It's out of our control.
Mm. And you did mention customs just then. What's the situation there as far as you know?
Oh, there's been a very strong stories going around that as of Friday that it'll be very difficult to clear any product from Australia from a number of commodities, including wine. So wine and wheat and copper and a number of others have been named. Certainly our importers in China are telling us not to ship product during this time. And so people are taking a risk management approach. And at the moment, a lot of product is staying in Australia rather than being shipped.
Mm. And how much wine, then, does that mean isn't being shipped over to China?
Well, traditionally, the September, October, November, December are our biggest month for export. That is in the lead-up to Chinese New Year, which is in February this year. So it's normally a big time. So we're hoping that this will be resolved. We get clarity on the situation so that we can resume our shipments in time to meet those deadlines.
Mm. And I guess even if, you know, the tariffs aren't going ahead and, well, China may still be posturing around all of our export industries, is it something that, I know you said Australian wine already exports to quite a number of markets, should we be proactive and start actively looking for to move our wines more into other markets rather than just relying on China?
Oh, absolutely. I think the market diversification is so important for us. I think we need to actively target some of those other markets, some of those growth markets. We're already strong in some, but we need to invest in those and look to make so we're less exposed to any one market, not just China. We don't want to be exposed to any single market because things can happen, and we need to be in a position to be resilient.
Well, Tony, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure.
That was Tony Badaline, the CEO of Australia Grape and Wine on your Classic It's Breakfast.